Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. While I'm relatively in an okay mood, let me thank our newest patron over at Patreon, George Torquette, who is the owner of the very popular and the ever exciting Torquetti's Delicatessen and Market in the Fountain Square neighborhood in downtown Indianapolis. And you can find them at Torquetti's Delicatessen on Instagram. So, George, thank you so much for your support. If you are in the area, Andy, I know, unless, again, there's just things you don't tell me, I haven't been to an Indianapolis lately. It strikes me that there would be a very, I just find it random that there would be a large contingent of Romanisti there. But
And yet. Everything's possible.
We have found the hub for Indianapolis-based Roma supporters. So, George, thank you. And, of course, thank you to all of our other patrons over at Patreon who were in attendance of the funeral yesterday evening, Andy. In my post-match reaction pod, I said, and I mean this with all respect, I mean, the thought of having to relitigate, and recall anything that took place in that match yesterday evening, as much as I enjoy speaking with you, this sucks. There was not one thing of yesterday that brought a smile to my face. There was not one exciting action besides perhaps the miss of Tammy Abraham where I thought, Roma should have gotten a goal from that. I have to tell you, as far as derbies go, that one was one of, we'd have to go back and go individually. That is definitely, though, and this is, of course, recency bias. That was without question, though. If I had to take the past decade, that is at least in the top five of worst performance, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable in saying that it was the worst, ugliest, at least, derby of the last 10 years. And we've seen a lot of ugly ones because, mind you, this was, you know, as a neutral fan, this also is probably like the worst game you could possibly see. Like, both teams sucked. It's not even that Roma sucked. It's both teams sucked. The match was soulless.
Hold on. We had the advert on the website about somebody winning at the contest to go see that. Could you imagine, like, you were somebody?
We have a lot of patrons in our group that were there in Rome, especially for last night. You know, they came all the way from far away places all over the world to see this derby. And unfortunately, it was really, it didn't feel like a derby. The energy on the pitch was completely off. Both teams just really sucked. I don't care what any of those players says. Also, those Lazio players that say we focused only on this game. But there was really no desire on either side. It just felt like just a random, odd, really bad game between two really bad teams that were nowhere to be found on the pitch, you know, with no identity, with no ideas. Okay, besides Lazio, you know, shutting up shop. Fine, that's a good idea, and it worked, and congratulations to them. Honestly, you know, I mean, what can I tell you? I watched Hoosiers the other night. I was like, okay, I need something to pick me up, so I put on Hoosiers with Gene Hackman and Dennis Hopper, and I watched a really good basketball movie from 1980s, and that's, you know, if you need some cheering up, that's what's gonna do the job, and that's what I recommend to everybody, because, man, I love to come on here and talk to you. That's one of the things that I've enjoyed most in the last 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
When people say, oh, you know, I enjoyed your movie recommendation, or I really laughed my ass off listening to this joke, but, man, I have to come on here and I think about the things that I have to say over and over again, because it's really, it comes down to that, because the things that I have to read and listen every time there is a match that doesn't go our way, it's beyond frustrating. It's beyond frustrating. I just, in those instances, I just want to let my inner Italian, and I just, you know, sometimes when I have enough, I just want to say basta. Ma basta, you know, basta, how, basta, non ne parliamo più, basta, it's enough. I don't wanna, no, it's, I'm done listening to all these half-assed opinions that are produced on, you know, on a machine gun fire basis. Like, it's just like, it's machine gun fire after every loss or after every disappointing draw, the same regurgitated philosophies and ideas and stances are shown and produced, and everybody's saying the same things, and it's so predictable. You know, who gets the blame, who doesn't, who's at fault, who isn't, you know, who is the mastermind behind this crappy display, and is it an individual problem, is it a team problem, is it a coaching problem? And everybody, more or less, nobody's changing their mind. Everything is always the same. The blame is everybody's shit. Doesn't matter. It's everybody's shit. Like, the consensus is, you, if there is a chopping block, everybody's head should be on it. You know, this is complete overhaul is needed. This team sucks. You know, then I'm like, I'm sitting back and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, oh man, like, if that's all that anger and frustration, all it takes is exactly, you just, as soon as you see that something doesn't work, you take Hoosiers off the shelf, you put it in, or whatever other movie you like, and you watch the movie instead, and you'll have a good time. And because at the end of the day, you know, we can say a lot about these games, and we can say a lot about Roma, because Roma is full of colors. But I think that the problem is that that's not what people want. People see this team and how they perform, either in black or white. They see it as team A or team B. They're either team Mourinho or team players, either team good defense, shitty attack, or, you know, bad defense and an attack with potential, but that doesn't get enough service. And it's constantly, it's a back and forth between all these very, very simple concepts that get just so repetitive after some point, because I understand that it's not really pleasant. I totally understand it. You know, you travel all the way, and that's the difference. You travel all the way, you see this play like that, and surely that has to be frustrating, because you see a team that says in advance, oh, we'll give 100% effort, but then they come out there and they have no idea how to do anything. They don't have any idea how to turn the result in their favor. They don't have any idea of how to come back against a team like Lazio. They have no idea, and that has to be frustrating. That is frustrating. But man, it's what for me is more frustrating is how these games get interpreted on a really, really, really surface level, which is then just transformed into this very repetitive agenda. I don't think that after a match like yesterday, for example, Ibanez is a complete shitty player who needs to be sold to the first team that approaches us.
Right, hero to zero.
I totally understand. Yesterday, when Lazio scored, I actually went to the bathroom, and I could have lived without seeing that mistake, because I came afterwards and I was like, okay, wow, okay, well, yeah, they took the lead. Oh, he made a mistake. Okay, but then I saw that mistake on Twitter. I saw that thing, and I could have lived without it. So I totally understand it. It was one of the probably dumbest things you could possibly see. But then you think about the mistake that Leonardo Spinazzola made against Inter, 2 years ago, and you're like, okay, well, then
it's kicking out somebody's foot in the final minute. Yes.
It's not that bad, you know, in comparison. You know, I mean, it's and there are things that really get on your nerves, because it's constantly the same movie. I mean, you see Abraham, the same mistakes. Belotti, same mistakes. Pellegrini, Cristante, the same mistakes. time and time and time again. So I totally get it. But there is, you know, there is a middle ground. There is always is a middle ground. And at least what I that's why I come on here and talk to you, because I always want to see if we can find the middle ground, which in Roma's case is essential, because Roma exactly is not a shitty team. This is a team that has plenty of problems that we've highlighted so many times. And in a match like yesterday, we see those problems come to the surface. We see a team that is completely inept in going forward when the opponent decides to park the bus. We have a complete lack of ideas, whether on the flanks or in the middle of the pitch. We just don't know what to do with the ball when we have 60% possession. We don't know. And that's a problem. That's obviously a problem, and I know it. I recognize it. That's a problem of, again, can we say that it's a mixture? It's a mix of coaching, of individuals, of quality, of fatigue. It can be, right? I mean, that's, I don't understand what's so difficult in sort of, you know, not taking a side. I don't want to take a side. I don't want to say Mourinho does, you know, is not to blame, because there are certain things that have to be improved and can only be improved from a coaching perspective. But I also don't want to say that some of the things that I've seen our players do, which they didn't do up until what, 4 or 5 months ago, you know, when we had turned it around the second half of last season, that's, I've always said it once that season came to an end, that was the most Roma season ever, because you had a completely, you had two different halves to the season. You then had a team that seemed to almost overachieve all of a sudden, and you couldn't really pinpoint, you know, what that team did right in order to get to where they were, you know, to win the Conference League. All of a sudden they're champions in Europe on their level. This is more or less the same. This is a team that is very hard to analyze. It's very hard to find middle ground. I hope we can do it, because honestly, when I see people just scrapping everything again, I saw the same thing after the loss with Atalanta. I saw the same thing after the loss with Napoli. I saw the same thing with the loss of Udinese. So it gets repetitive. It really gets repetitive. I hope we can say something new, something fresh here. Because for me, the worst is when I see the same ideas being regurgitated, and the limitations are this, and the quality is this, and it's either this team is doing magnificent, or no, this team is shit and they should be relegated to Serie B. And that's not how it works. I don't think that this is a Serie B level team. I don't think this is a Scudetto contender right now. So can we just, you know, find that middle ground, please?
Oh, well said. You've been hanging on to that for a little bit, I can tell.
No, I was exposed to a lot of the messages in our Patreon group chat, and I just was thinking about it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our good friend Sarda on Twitter, who did you see that tweet?
I've stopped following. No, I see enough. I see also enough, also the media. It's so predictable. You have old guys like Sconcerti, and you have all that group of dudes who hang out on Sky Sport, and you can see they know exactly what to say at what time. It's so, the moment Roma lose, it's, oh, Mourinho doesn't have any ideas. Roma win, oh, the team has found this incredible resilience, and how did they do it? Wow, so amazing. And, you know, it's at some point, you'll really have to wonder, do these people just look at the scoreline, or do they know how to interpret football? Why are they making millions when they can only say A or B? And why can't they go beyond that and say C, D, or E?
Oh, it really is that simple. It really, really is. You talked about wanting to get a bit of joy and wanting to get away from football. If you wanted actual basketball, people can watch my Cleveland Cavaliers doing phenomenal for the first time without one LeBron James for the first time in my entire life. And that includes the phase of 300 kilos Sean Kemp. So on top of the world. Meanwhile,
hey, now you got your Cavs working. You know what I'm saying? Now the world turned around for you as well.
Yes.
My friend.
Yes. It only took 40, 50 years. But anyway. So I completely agree with you.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I had to bring up our friend Sarda because he... the king of hot takes, of course, he is. I mean, he's talking about after this match how the team is poorly constructed and how moving forward this summer Roma have to make. And I'm not meaning to call him out, and he doesn't speak English anyway, so it's not as if he's going to tune in. But I'm reading him say things like this summer Roma have a very difficult decision to make. They either have to take the path of Jose Mourinho or they have to take the path of a team that can build something more sustainable and long term.
Never take seriously anybody who in November is talking about summer.
Oh,
I can't.
My God.
I can't.
Okay, so that's exactly where I was going. These are the types of things we discuss after a loss in November. And mind you, first week of November, we're barely inside of November. And we're talking about next summer? Of 2023.
Think about the things you could have said, and we probably said last November. You know, thinking already about the summer, and all of the things that happen in between. Now we even have a World Cup. That's even it stresses even more the importance of giving this time. And by this, we don't mean accept everything and anything and accept any result, be satisfied with the bare minimum. No, what we're saying is there's just so much time. There's just so much time, so many games left to be played, a completely different season ahead of us. And that's why it's pointless, really, to make these really final, you know, basically giving the team or whoever an ultimatum. You either choose this or that, and that's it. No, I mean, I can understand when we're looking at those options, say, May, June, July, fine. Even maybe I can give you even April. Okay, I accept, but in November, before the World Cup in Qatar, to me, that is insane.
Yeah, so that was actually one of the complaints I raised in the Roma journalist WhatsApp group. My issue, and you kind of touched upon this, my issue is why can't it never just be a defeat? You know, we never have where Roma, they just lose a defeat. There always has to be some bigger picture, some bigger story, some bigger outlook attached to every single defeat. And I'm very insulated. I don't know what the environment is like in the Premier League. I don't know what the environment is like, you know, in Spain or something like that. So I can't speak to it, but to me, it just seems so absurd and tiresome that we have to do this every single time. Like what is it that does not allow us to just, you know, a defeat is a defeat. Yes, yesterday, last night sucked. There was no single action stretch of period throughout the match where you can say to yourself, okay, we can build on this. This is a stepping stone, a building block, whatever. it sucked. It was all bad. But I guess my issue is, Andy, that it only seems like here, where we always have to attach some greater meaning to a defeat, as opposed to just, tonight wasn't your day, and that is that. We always have to look for some bigger explanation, you know? We always have to find an alibi, and not even an alibi. We have to place our blame on it. We have to find a guilty party, yeah? That's the thing that I get frustrated with, and I don't know why this is bothering me now or why this is coming to the surface now, because this has been the case. You can take the environment now, go back 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, however many years. The ambiente is still the same. But I guess if we're just taking last night, beyond the fact that it's a derby, yes, that makes it hurt all the more. I guess I just fail to understand why we're having conversations about who we get in the summer. Why are we having conversations about, the transfer market? We need this. Why are we having conversations about, do we even go forward with Jose Mourinho? The season is one quarter of the way over. What is happening here? Why is this happening?
And it's not even, I think, like, sometimes it's a matter of do you like the result or do you like to have fun? I remember the most emblematic depiction of that was Fonseca's first game at Roma, which was a 3-3 draw with Genoa.
Right.
It was the funniest thing in the world, because you had it highlighted. There were those who were like, "Wow, yeah, well, 3-3, but man, look at us, how we played, you know, how we moved over the pitch and how we attacked. And wow, we had so many things going for us. This was amazing." And then there was that other party was already like, "Oh man, this is what I was saying. By hiring him, you're basically hiring Zeman 2.0. This sucks. What kind of result is this?" You know, it was very funny. I remember that game because there was a lot of energy. There was a lot of expectations. And then that game sort of addressed all the concerns that people from both sides had. And I think that ultimately there is always going to be this problem with sides. And calling for nuance in sports is, it's like throwing a Hail Mary on a snowy day in Detroit, you know? I mean, it's impossible. It's impossible. Maybe it'll happen someday, but most of the time it doesn't, because it's so, you know, people get fired up about it, and that's part of the reason why we love it. But ultimately, that can also get in the way of, you know, coming up with rational takes on what needs to be done. It's November. Nothing needs to be done. Meaning, sure, there have to be changes made, changes in terms of tactics. There has to be, somebody has to find a way to score. And so,
right.
But now think about that. When I say somebody has to find a way to score, okay, that statement applies both to the players and the coach. By that, I mean Tammy Abraham, Andrea Belotti, Shomurodov, whoever. They need to look at their own feet, find out how those feet work, look at the target in front of them, and find a way to put the ball into the back of the net. That's all. But at the same time, somebody like Mourinho has to find a way to put those guys in a situation to score consistently. So it's that compromise. You have to find a way to balance things out. Because, you know, I get it, you know, not everybody has to be, say, a fan of a certain player or of Mourinho, but to come out and say after a derby, okay, well, you obviously need Tuchel, you know, you need Thomas Tuchel and right. That's what you need. Or, you know, oh man, you needed De Zerbi right now. Oh, he's at Brighton, but damn, you really need it. I mean, what good is that? Will that change something right now? Is that something that we're no? That's a fantasy. It doesn't change things. It doesn't make it better. And it flattens the issue. So the issue is not whether Mourinho's tactics are outdated. The issue is, can Mourinho improve his tactics for this team in order to put his players in a position to perform better, score more consistently, which is something that we also demanded last season, right? Where we're, okay, well, this team is not working. It's something's off. We don't have a proper output on the left. Okay, finally found a way. He incorporated Zaleski, Nicola Zaleski, as a really emergency replacement, and it worked. I'm not saying that that was everything that Mourinho did, and also I'm not saying that that was all of his, you know, to all to his credit.
You're covering all your bases to ensure you don't get abused. I admire it.
True. No, I'm trying to. Yes, I'm trying to walk in the minefield, and I'm a cow, so I have the same rhythm and everything like a cow. So you can imagine a cow walking in the minefield. That's me basically right now. I'm kind of trying to lay out a nice map, a groundwork, you know, for people to take inspiration from it. I want more people to, okay. A derby loss sucks. It's really painful. This was no way to treat the fans that showed up, celebrated, cheered you on 90 minutes plus, came from all parts of the world. Sure. But then the opinions that we share later on have to be also based on something. And when we accuse players of being shit.
Well, we got a minute. I'm going to buy that truck I've been wanting.
Wait, don't you need, like, weeks to shop for a car?
I don't. Carvana makes it super convenient to find exactly what I want.
Hold up. You're buying a car on your phone? Isn't that more of a laptop thing?
You can shop wherever you want.
I like to do my research, read reviews, compare models. Plus, Carvana has thousands of options. How'd you decide on that truck?
Because I like it.
Oh, that is a great reason.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
I think there has to be a little, just a tad bit more nuance to that than just the aspect of is he shit or not.
Fair enough. Very quickly, we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back. All right. Once again, this episode is brought to you by our good friends at Zencastr. As I have told you several times now, podcasting can sometimes be difficult, particularly when you are in different countries or you are in a depressed mood and you don't feel like getting in front of the Skype or Zoom or all of these other platforms, getting in front of it and recording, which is where Zencastr comes in. Because it allows you to podcast remotely without all of the expensive equipment and gives you high definition video, high definition audio, and makes the podcasting experience so much easier. You can go to zencastr.com/pricing and enter code ROMAPRESS to get 30% off your first 3 months of Zencastr Professional. Again, Zencastr, that's ZENCASTR.com/pricing and use code ROMAPRESS to get 30% off your first 3 months of Zencastr Professional. Again, that comes with high quality audio, video, and it is well worth it. It makes the podcasting experience so, so, so easy. We have been using them since 2018, and they are an absolute must for us. So once again, zencastr.com/pricing. Okay, so somehow we've almost gone a full half of an hour for this, which is 25 minutes longer than I imagined I'd be able to stomach speaking of this match. I guess the other thing I want to put out there as sort of a way to keep some sense of balance or nuance, because again, especially, and I can understand it because our patron group, as per usual, was on fire. I can understand, and I sympathize wholly, okay, with the people traveling for that match, Andy. I kept thinking, you know, at full time, while I was pissed off, I kept thinking to myself, I really hope it wasn't somebody from our website that won that contest, because I would feel guilty.
You'd have to refund it.
Yeah, I mean, I would have felt such an immense amount of guilt. Awful. Had somebody.
Awful.
Could you, you know, I always think of our, we have a contingent from Australia, and you know, bless them. They get up at some of the most absurd times.
2-3 a.m. Yes. You know, on a Thursday.
Yes. You know, I mean, it is
or
obscene.
On a Sunday before work, it's unbelievable.
Right. I mean, some of the lack of evenings and sleep they have to subject themselves to be treated to something like that of yesterday evening. I truly sympathize with them. And then on top of that, too, I think of one of them, you know, winning that contest, flying to Rome, getting put up in, I don't know, trying to think of which hotel has been underwhelming. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to name. But I just think, you know, you get a long plane ride, you get off, you're excited
once, right? First time in Rome.
And you're treated to that. And on top of that, too, I mean, if you've ever been to the Olimpico, you know how after the match, particularly when the result sucks, the public transport to and from the stadium is dire, to say the least.
Yeah, you feel you have it to do a thousand times more. You feel that result,
yes,
like, just yes, pushing you into the ground.
Yeah, so I mean, when you're walking the
25-mile walk.
yeah, like back to your hotel, because that's, you know, you got the taxi. It was only able to drop you off.
The taxi was only able to drop you off 25 miles off the hotel. The bus was on fire. The metro was closed, and there was wild boar on your path.
Metro is always closed, yeah. right. And I couldn't imagine all of that and then being subjected to the display we saw yesterday evening. Truly. I mean, that was one of my first thoughts. I was just waiting for somebody in the group to say, well, I didn't want to tell anybody, but it was I who won. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it wasn't.
Somebody said something really great at the end. They were like, you should have just gone to like a match like Salernitana. Which I totally get it.
I can understand those people being emotional. I get it.
And I love, you know, people go there also, you know, for a derby, you go for the atmosphere and everything. So even in a loss, you can go away with, you know, at least having experienced what happens before the game and what happens during the game, and that energy, which is, you know, it's hard to replicate anywhere else. So, but yeah, this is tough. So I totally get how these things, when you're subjected to, I mean, it's really, you say it all the time, so I don't know if it loses impact, so I'm trying to come up with a different equivalent. But basically, imagine falling on a bicycle without a seat for 90 minutes straight. That's pretty much how it feels like when you watch Roma play like that, right? I mean, was that a fair comparison? Was that
yes,
a fair?
Yes, no, absolutely. I truly, maybe it was just because this was the derby and they were having that contest. I just thought to myself, I couldn't imagine being so excited, getting this opportunity once in a lifetime, flying, you touch down at Fiumicino and you can just feel the atmosphere in the air, and then you're treated to that display. I was, again, dreading that I would see a message pop up saying, hey, you know, it was I who won that contest through Roma. Thank you so much. And then afterwards, getting their message being like, oh, that was, why did you put that on the website? Like, that's what I was afraid of. So I can understand, particularly when it's a derby, yeah, that having balance or having a sense of what the bigger picture is here can be difficult. I just really, really, really struggle with this thing that that I've already mentioned, but I'll just say it again because you brought the match of the defeat to Atalanta, where it's the same thing. Why can we not just have a normal defeat? We always look for some bigger explanation, and it can be frustrating. Well, I get frustrated by it fairly easily just because it's such a constant occurrence, A, and B, it's like they're throwing away the remainder of the season. And on top of that, too, Andy, do we really need to have a deeper conversation from yesterday evening? Like, did we learn anything new as to what Roma struggles with?
No,
because
yesterday was
the encapsulation of all season.
Those are the conclusions that we come up with every time. See, I told you, I wanted to come up with something fresh, and we come back to the same things because that's what we said every time. Do we learn something? Did those limitations provide any kind of new insight into what's troubling the team? No. The team has a problem with scoring goals. The team makes occasionally stupid mistakes that the opponent capitalizes on. And the opponents more or less know that when Roma grant them a mistake, they just have to make use of that one mistake, and that's it. They put Roma in a tough spot. And that's been done by Atalanta, that's been done by Napoli, that's been done by Lazio. You lose all three games because of a really very, very basic mistake that gets exploited by the opponent. Whereas whenever your opponent grants you the possibility of coming up with a good result, you fail to do so. And you have to try again and again and again. And then maybe you get lucky. And maybe you come away with 3 points.
Yeah, I think it really is that simple. I know that every time there's these difficult defeats to take, it sucks. You feel it, and then you feel it the next day, and you pretty much have that burden weighing upon you until Roma win again. Nobody likes it. Nobody enjoys it. But the problems and the things they struggled with last night are the things they've struggled with, Andy, the entire season. So it's not as if, as you just said, we came out of yesterday thinking, okay, well, they already struggle scoring. They struggle with individual mistakes. It's not as if we are coming off of yesterday's thinking, oh, no, now they also struggle with this? No, it is not... A drama from yesterday. It is not
I don't know if it's better or worse. You know, if it should we prefer to sit here and say, oh my goodness, you know, then that's yesterday. It showed another issue of this team, or if it's worse to actually see the same thing being done over and over and over again. I don't know which one is worse. Actually, at least this makes it easier, I guess, to analyze it. Yesterday, Mourinho said, I'm not worried about the lack of goals. I'm worried that in these games, at least that's how I interpret it, that in these losses, in these disappointing performances, there is no fight. There is no individual duels are won. He said all of our attackers lost every single duel. And that is, yes, that is troubling because that connects to a bigger problem than just scoring goals. It connects to a problem of these players see, again, that the ball doesn't go into the back of the net, or worse yet, they don't even have the opportunity to send the ball flying into the back of the net. And they get depressed, they get demoralized, and they just give up. And if there is one thing you cannot do in a derby against an undermanned Lazio is give up.
Well, too, that builds upon the thing that you said in the build-up to it about how do they handle being the favorites. And clearly, they've been favorites in derbies hundreds of thousands of times, and this is something they've done before. This is superseded this Roma, the previous 20 Romas, it's superseded. So this is nothing new.
I just wanted to bring up something I really, it was kind of eye-opening. I read it yesterday that it was before the game, actually, that in the Derby, since 2016-17, which was the only time in the last 5 years that happened, not one of either sides was able to exploit their advantage to the Derby, meaning if Lazio were on top of Roma in the table at the moment, they were not able to win the Derby. And if Roma were on top of Lazio in the standings, they were not able to win the Derby. And that's, I think that alludes to especially something that concerns the Derby, where you are really, the energy around it is different. Yeah. And a lot of it comes from what moment are you in during the season when the Derby comes your way? What's the pressure on you? What is the attention that you're getting? What is the situation? The circumstances leading up to the Derby are very important. And as we said in our preview of the Derby, Roma had everything in their favor. Everything from the two games leading up to it, to the energy, to the players at their disposal compared to Lazio, to their position in the league, everything was in their favor, and I think that's what made us nervous in the end.
And it's so funny that statistic you began with 2016-2017, the year where
the Strootman goal.
Yeah. Well, I laugh too because. Isn't that the season, yeah, where Roma are just rolling in every imaginable way?
And then,
isn't that April they lose 3-0?
Lose 3-0. They lose in the Coppa Italia. They lose 1-2 with Napoli. Lyon. And then they lose 4-2 with Lyon, all in a matter of 7 days.
See, it can always be worse. It can. Once you think to yourself the moment is worse, Andy pulls that one out of his backside and is here to remind you. No, it has been worse before. You've been through worse. So head up. No better way to end it. Let's just end it there. Okay. Have a good rest of your week, everyone. We will be back in a few days. Until then, ciao.